let's see, the gentle noise a horse makes.
I don't know what you call it.
You have any name for a horse sound at all? Winnie Knickerbocker.
Winnie, I guess.
Okay. And if you've got horses and mules and cows and they're all hungry, you say, I've got to go feed the...
the animals.
All right. And suppose you had chickens and turkeys and geese, you'd say, I've got to go feed the...
fowl?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. And a hen on a nest of eggs is a... sitting or setting or brooding?
Oh, sitting.
Okay. And let's see, you said chicken coop the other day for the little cage-like thing. Any other name for what you might keep chickens in?
Pen.
Okay. And then, again, about a chicken, what is that bone that you break? It's part of the breast.
Wishbone.
Mm-hmm. And what is the story there? What happens when you break it? Why do you do it?
Well, whoever has the longest in, a wish comes to me.
All right. Does it have anything to do with getting married?
No.
Okay. Did you ever hear of putting it up over the door?
No.
There are all kinds of things people do in different parts of the country. Then, what would you call, if you'd call them anything, the inside parts of a chicken that you eat, the liver and the gizzard and the all those together? Do you know the word haslet or harslet?
No.
How about giblets or giblets?
Giblets.
All right. How about the inside part of a pig? I think it's the small intestine that some people eat. Some people don't. They say that just black people eat it, but a lot of white people eat it too. Starts with a C-H. C-H-I-T.
Chitlings?
Did you ever eat chitlins?
No.
I never have. I wish I knew somebody that knew how to cook them, because I'd like to try them. Well, if it were time to feed the animals and do the chores, you'd say it's what time?
Feeding.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Do you know how to call cows?
No.
You know how to call a calf?
No.
You know what to say to a cow to make it stand still?
No.
All right. Do you know how to make a mule or a horse turn left or right? All right. Do you know how to call horses from the pasture?
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to a horse to make him get started? How about to stop him?
Whoa.
Okay. Do you know how to call pigs?
Sui.
All right. Do you know how to call sheep?
No.
You know how to call chickens?
No.
Right, we'll be through with the farm stuff in just a minute. We'll also be through with
I'm
the period.
I'm not a farm person.
I know you're not a farm person. I'm not a farm person either. Do you have to go back to Miss Cantrell's room today?
No.
You can go straight on. Okay, so can we wait till the bell rings?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. When you're driving a horse, what are the things you hold in your hands when you're in a wagon? Suppose you're riding a horse. Reins?
Yeah, reins.
All right, if you're driving, would you call them reins, or would that be lines or anything else? Traces? Anything? Nothing. Nothing. Okay. Then, and you put your feet in the, when you're riding?
Holsters. That's it.
Another word. Yeah, it's kind of like that. You put your guns in the holsters.
Yeah.
And your feet.
Okay.
S-T.
Stirrups.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And do you know if you're plowing what you'd call the horse on the left or the horse on the right?
No.
And if something is not really close, I think we're through with it. No, we're not quite through with the farm, but we're almost through. If something's not really close, you'd say, oh, it's just a little...
distance.
All right. Mm-hmm. If something then is a lot further than that, you say, it's really a... we still have a... to go.
A long way.
Mm-hmm.